This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and I'm with Michael Berry, who is the Senior Marketing Manager at Verdesian. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for coming along with us on this trip.
Well, Michael, I have to be honest, I'm a total science nerd, and this has got to be one of my favorite days I've ever had as a reporter. It was fantastic. And I think one of the things I love so much I'd like you to talk about is it's uncommon where companies will bring journalists to really see the back end science of what a company does. How did you realize that this was so important?
No, this science is what we're all about. So at Verdesian, you know, we hold more than 270 patents, and our relationship with Los Alamos National Laboratory is key to one of our biggest technologies that we're getting ready to take to the row crop marketplace. And so having, you know, giving access basically to the back end side of it is extremely important. I mean, it's what we as Verdesian are all about. We're, you know, delivering new technologies to the growers to fill technology gaps that we've never filled before. And so, you know, having everyone throughout the chain understand that process and what we've gone through and the technology behind the product is extremely important for us.
Well, I know that there's, you know, a lot of times you hear about government organizations and labs that get funding, and then you have that disconnect between what they discover, the innovation in the lab, and getting that into the marketplace. And it seems like, you know, your company has really sort of figured out, you know, that magic recipe for working with the research companies and tweaking things and getting it out. So How did you learn how to do? I mean, it's amazing. You know, I know it is the core of your business. So how did that relationship develop?
Yeah, well, the last word you just said is the key of it, of everything. Just like everything else, it's a relationship business. And so, you know, Los Alamos can't go out and talk about or market their technologies that they have or the research that they're doing. A lot of it they can't talk about in general, which is stuff that we're all, you know, they're taking care of our country, right? But it really is. It's about the relationship. So having a Nigel Grech go out there and build a relationship and understand the technologies that they're researching that, you know, are years and years away from the marketplace, you know, that's where we learn about them. And it's, you know, they're open enough to sit down and have a conversation about the technologies, the research, and what the applications could be in a real-world situation. So it's, whether it's for food security or whatever the case may be, you know, they're open to talk about that. And that's where Verdesian has come in. Nigel has done a great job of coming in and building that relationship and giving us access to those technologies.
Well, I'm curious a little bit, Michael, because, you know, people are really starting to get familiar with your company. They recognize some of the brands and the companies you purchased, and you're integrating all those together. But you really are a global company. The research and the technologies that you've licensed and that you've helped to move further into the marketplace are global. So for our readers who are not based in the United States, can you tell them why your mission is so important on a global scale versus just on a North American scale?
Absolutely. So about 30% of our business, the Verdesian business, is international, outside of North America. And, you know, the reality of the situation is the population growth is happening, not just happening in the United States, happening everywhere. And so one of the overall overarching goals of Verdesian is to bring technology to the marketplace to help growers all over the world, you know, grow a better crop with higher yield, higher quality to feed this growing population. I mean, it's just as simple as that. We need to help people, we need to help farmers grow more food to feed more people in the future. That's what we're all about.
Well, and I think we'd be remiss not to say the other thing that you're about is the technologies you've brought to market help reduce input. And that's important when those are very expensive, when there's concerns on environmental. So talk a little bit about how you've really honed in on that issue and are really overcoming that issue.
Yeah, so I mean, nitrogen and phosphorus management are two of the keys to the Verdesian portfolio, if you will. And phosphorus, of course, is a finite resource, it's a limited resource. And so better managing those nutrients that we're putting down as farmers all over the world, and whether it's, you know, keeping that phosphorus available, stabilizing the nitrogen, signaling a plant to take up more nitrogen to get off to a healthier start. I mean, those are just three of the simple technologies we have right now that will increase yields in that, you know, 10 bushel range for corn and all kinds of crops around the world. So specialty crops and row crop markets, you know, all over. So our technologies are our focus on the environment and allowing farmers to take to have better use of their resources, their fertilizer inputs, those kinds of things. You know, it all comes together to impact as one whole. So we're getting better use out of the resources that we're putting down, the fertilizer. So we're taking better care of the environment there. more increased yield means we're leaving less nutrients in the soil to be washed off or eroded into waterways. So it all kind of comes together to one goal.
So, Michael, what's next? You know, this has been an amazing first step for us journalists who've never really had that kind of access to the back-end technology. Is your hope, you know, obviously your hope is that we go out and help educate others, which I know we're all in this bus, you know, on this trip, very enthusiastic about, and I'm excited to do that. So what's next for you in terms of this education initiative that you have going on?
What's next is really for Verdesian to come together, different companies that have been acquired to come together as one Verdesian, and to go out into the marketplace and take care of our customers, our distributor customers, bring the new technologies all the way across the United States. So, you know, the original Verdesian companies were more focused on specialty crops. The specialty fertilizer products acquisition kind of brought us into the row crop market with the Avail and Nutrispherin and more of the manure products. And now it's taking advantage of those synergies and building different new marketplaces for the current technologies that have been almost solely in specialty crop markets that have great applications in the row crop space. So that's really what's next, is to figure out all the synergies between the technologies, bring them into the new marketplaces, and bring them into the broadacre crops.
Great. Well, I'm excited. I know you're going to be announcing some new technologies into the marketplace. So, you know, I cannot wait to hear about these and write about these.
Absolutely. No, we're extremely excited. You know, the biggest thing right now is putting the plan together, having patience, and as we have new agreements, like we just signed with Los Alamos National Laboratory with our second generation of nutrient management products, you know, we'll continue to bring things to the marketplace. So.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Thank you.